Karen, Karen. These people, they are turning those things into some kind of stupid double mocha, caramel, macchiato bullshit. The stuff they're goddamn, they're drinking whole goddamn cream with sticks of butter and white sugar. They're putting crazy shit in this stuff. So we say, yeah, but the stuff they're pumping through there while they sit down and have a nine-course meal.
Right.
And they're not freebasing it like I bought, you see.
Okay. But
so
if
you did it in water, you did it in water, okay, every word you're saying is absolutely on point. But when they start adding the bananas and the papayas and the peanut butter powder and all these other crazy things and the damn goat milk and almond milk and all these crazy things, it starts getting lost. So they're not putting two scoops. They were putting two scoops of restructure in the whip. Okay, great. You see? But look at our formula that we gave with the apple and the maraschino cherry. Simple, 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 simple. You got some of the fructose from the apple and some of the fiber, blah, blah, blah. So it was made it wholesome and still made it decadent. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great. But instead, shit, they're adding all kind of crazy stuff. So,
right.
Chocolate bars, for Pete's sake.
Well, I'm put.
Who's adding stuff?
People, they try to dress up their restructure shake with all these things. What I am saying, just keep it clean, keep it simple. Well, I mix mine in with my berries, but I'm okay. And with these cream.
Sure. We're not fussing, but you made a statement, and we agree with the statement, but you can't say what they're putting, what you're selling as restructures, what they're eating. You're selling beef steak, and they're turning it into a smorgasbord. They're turning it into some cornucopia bullshit with 99 things where there ain't but a drop of damn restructure doing them any good to go.
Gotcha.
But if they would double up their structure, you'd have a structure means that it has to be based on something. Restructure means you're putting back together the strident positions that allow the meat sack body to absorb the best, not fake it in such a way that you can get your body to not repel it.
Got it. Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, perfect. No, you stay away, Bob.
Just for a second. She's on a roll. She's got us down, Bob. She's got us down. She's got us duct tape. We're in the fun room now, Bob. She's got us hemmed up. She's got us now, Bob. There's nothing we can do.
You're in the fun room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's lots more that I could ask, but do you want to wrap up this discussion before I go to the next question?
No, we're good. There's tons more to say.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, what we're learning now, darling, is if it doesn't land, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to land it, meaning you have to make it attached to something. And it's meaningful.
Yeah.
Bert can get it. Bert can get it to death, but Bert's the exception. He's not the rule.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to put out the lifeline first before you grab onto it and give me information.
Well,
okay,
because it's overwhelming, darling, because, I mean, look at what you have to deal with every day. And you deal with more every day than most people have ever seen in their whole life.
That's
look at a biomed researcher has never seen 10% of what you've already passed over. You can glance at it and say, nope. You can glance and say, okay. You can glance and say, that's ridiculous. Okay. If you're going to take up witch doctoring, there's a whole section for witch doctoring. So, okay. Okay, let's do it this way. Tell me what the big thing was that JW is intuiting that's happening today. Let's get into what he implied would be a pretty important session.
What you were talking about with the Texas modality, but we just thought it was hysterical that you were making that issue be the quantitative result of the outcome that was being prescribed. It may or not be inconclusive to the whole commission or not. you see.
Yes.
So that's why it's hysterical. It was too sweet because you were like using the disease to be the vehicle to cause the cure. It still killed them, so we had to dig a deeper, extra deep hole because they were compromised.
You don't see
you play
the
that
Texas.
Line.
You don't see Texas, this Texas move by Paxton as helping Trump?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it certainly will. It's going to force it to the it's going to force it to the outer chambers of SCOTUS, which is the whole point. But that's not going to win. That's not going to do it. That's not going to solve it because that still doesn't get you to a constitutional convention. Now what you're starting to see is that the Electoral College, without SCOTUS, can set who the electorate votes for. Do you see that?
They never did that before? Or they couldn't before?
Well, if they do, you can look it up in history, is how often does the Electoral College vote against the public...
The president-elect. The president-elect.
Right. But don't worry, he's right. Already got stationary made. He's going to remain the president-elect while Trump's going to become the almost president, and Beijing Biden's going to become the office of the president-elect. So it's going to be great. It's going to be good. But this is just beginning, Bob. Now, hold on. This is just beginning, and don't get your little panties in a wad. If you had good foundational garments, you'd understand what that means. But don't get too tangled up with it. It's becoming. If you're going to think you've won and lost one dozen times before it ever matters.
And that would be one dozen times within the 3 months, the 120 days?
Yeah. Do you know Jackson Pollock?
Yes, the painter, yes.
Do you know what he tried to do? The world is being presented in the form of a good Jackson Pollock artful piece of art.
Well, he was dripping.
Yes.
Dripping paint. And, you know, not doing traditional
just
paint.
Just slanging shit, flowing shit. Bob Carr stripped out on LSD tripping. He's a bad day tripper. But that's what you're gonna say. But this was like a bad, like you've ever had one. You don't even know what you've done. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it's like if you had a bad LSD trip, this would remind you of that, but you won't be able to note or negate that that was the case or not.
And what we're witnessing is the tech body as Jackson Pollock.
Yes, good. We like that. The many wives of Jackson Pollock. Yes. Okay.
The many wives. Yeah. Did he paint while stoned on LSD?
On everything, yeah.
Okay. All right. So lots of ups and downs. I like looking at the New York Times editorial board, Maggie Hammersmith or whatever that columnist is, and they put down Trump, they investigate Trump, Maureen Dowd. Dan, I don't know the names of the Washington Post, but I wonder, I'm interested in how upset or surprised at the unforeseen things that Trump does or gets. Because he's a seventh trumpet, they don't know that. But how are they taking the last couple of days?
They're all getting scared. The yellow dog, we don't really care. We're just going to answer. How about that? We don't care.
Yeah.
The Yellow Dog Democrats are getting nervous because this is starting to take a hold that these awful Republicans that think they're going to run something with it. They're not going to let you run nothing. We're going to fake this till we make it. We're going to fake this in. We're going to do this. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, poor Hunter's fixing to drag down Pawpaw and Pee-Pee. They're fixing to all go into the goddamn jailhouse, and then they're going to try to make us. Kamala wanna lay ya. Fuck up Kamala. Yeah, they're gonna fuck up Kamala, and then she's gonna try to become the vice office of the vice president elect. She's gonna be the vice president, the office of the vice president elect. It'll be beautiful. It'd be great. She's gonna try to run that a little while and see what happens. Because see.
this laptop and all these problems are starting to shine. Because now what's happened is, if Trump, you notice he's been quiet. He just sort of let it go. It's like, okay, talk. It's kind of like David Perdue. Do you know who David Perdue is, Senator?
He's running in Georgia.
Yeah, they had a debate on Sunday night, and David Perdue didn't show up. He let him.
Really?
He said it's the first time ever in the history of senatorial debates that the debate occurred against an empty podium. And the empty podium won. Nobody even watched it. But if you had to watch it, you listen to him banter and talk and chit and chat and bit and bat. And he undid and untalked about everything he spoke about. Because he literally beat himself at his own debate. Pretty rich.
The other guy, not Perdue, the other guy.
Right. Perdue didn't show up, and the other guy lost his own debate to an empty podium, or the empty podium won. So now they're going to do a write-in campaign for the empty podium for the senator of Georgia. It's going to be great because he didn't argue at all.
But the other guy lost because the journalists were on to him. They asked good questions.
No, they didn't ask any good questions. It was stupid. He talked himself in and out of the conversation. He wants to defund the police, get rid of the police, and make AOC his bitch. He wants AOC to be his side bitch, and he's gonna have a fellatio based relationship while Beto Francis O'Rourke is eating baby poop. He's eating baby poop trying to prove that he could, and he turns around and asks him, he has to dismiss all the Hunter Biden questions, but we can't do that because we've got to find out what this inauguration is actually going to entail. And so Biden's got it worked out where he's going to line the cars up in front of the White House and have his inaugural where everybody's beeping the horn. It's going to be great. So they beeping the horn at the thing. They're going to use a Bible. They're not going to use a Bible. They're going to use an iPhone. He's going to swear the oath on the iPhone. The 12 Max Pro is going to be great.
Now, this will move towards your vision of a divided presidency. You know, two presidents.
Not a divided presidency. It's a divided America. It's the divided states of America, Bob.
Right. I just noticed Rush Limbaugh is talking secession today.
Of course. Yes.
Who? The city secede from the states, or the north secede from the south?
No. The cities secede from the states. The cities secede from the states. That's what they're doing. But we said that. From where do you think Rush got that from? He's not that clever, Bob.
Well, they're all listening to us now, aren't they? Bob is more right.
Don't brag. You can't stand. You get about 50 cents more press, and you're going to end up like what's his name, Arsenio Hall.
Yes. Which I don't know what that means. Oh yeah. Okay, I'll be like that. Yes, that would be. Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, so. Why are the Dems so stupid? And I'm thinking of the case we saw last night of Ruby and some other, her daughter in Georgia somewhere. They were registrators of the ballots and then tabulators, and they're handing off a USB to a black guy who's pretending to stretch and yawn. First of all, let's not do the USB first. Why are the Dems getting caught and we're so sloppy about it? About it all.
They
didn't count on you.
Okay. Wait. May we have the exponential conversation of a collusionary repose from the late, great Iron Lady, Bob?
Yes, but you're muffled. A little more than usual. Fix your mic or something. It's a little too muffled.
They have to have some way to find some sort of autonomy. Without autonomy, they become an ever-glorified ward of the state. So, therefore, you must have some seat of government that precludes the, however righteous the indignation, the ability and capacity to find one's own place of sustainable power. Otherwise, you're on someone else's sugar kick, however continual, and then furious that the sugar tit is not indeed sweet enough. Very sad it is. So,
now, are you talking about the Democratic workers or somebody in the party? Or what?
Yes. If you put them all in a poke, if you put them all in a poke and you jumped them out, you wouldn't be able to tell one from another, Bob.
Of the Democrats.
Yeah, all of it together. And now they're fixing to come together and say, y'all better stop this. You Republicans, y'all better quit this. We ain't fucking with y'all. We're not gonna fuck with y'all. We're not fucking with y'all. No, you just all this big talking. We won this election. You better back the fuck up. We're not gonna fuck with this shit. Who do you think you are? You don't run nothing. We stole this election fair and square. Wait. Stop the steal. No. Damn, we messed it up again. Okay, wait. If we were going to steal, wait. Oh, shit, we messed that up too. Okay. Now we got to tell this story. Okay, let's put Mr. Swalworth in charge of it. He'll solve it. He'll figure it out. He can diddle him some little Chinese girl. Bang, bang, or Huang Huang, or Foo Foo. You'll mess up the name anyway. We're not even going to say the right name because you're going to butcher it on the show, so it won't matter anyway. From Fong Fong, they butcher Fong Fong, the fact that he's left the country when she got heads up that the things are getting go south. That Beijing
who left the country? She did.
Fong Fong is done. She had to slip out in the night.
Oh, okay. Right. Go ahead. Carry on. So
the Democrats are representative of Mr. Swalworth's campaign to say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know she was a spy. Was she a spy? And then Dianne Feinstein had one driving for her for 35 years. Well, I didn't know he was a spy. How was I supposed to know? I just told him every secret I ever knew. He was pretty good. He was a good fuck. I don't know if he was a spy. He was a good fuck. What are you talking about? How you think I keep my girlish figure if I don't have a little something to play with? Now, you took my spot. You sank my battleship. Is the story after it goes a little bit. And then you kind of go, wait a second, that's a little ridiculous. Now, normal living Republicans go, you people have lost your damn minds. You have literally taken leave of your senses. We're not even going to discuss this. This is crazy talk. But once again, Bob, no matter how it plays out, so far, everything that has raised their hand or head against the last trumpet of God has fallen.
Mm.
Who was Mr. Swalworth? What was his
Swalwell.
Special come to? Well, we say worth because we're going to see what he's worth.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to see what he's worth. So
I don't know who he is.
Okay. He was the lead impeacher of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, wow.
So the chickens have come to roost.
Right. Now, did he do something behind the scenes or exposure, or is he like me? He doesn't do anything. It gets done for him by something else.
We resemble that remark.
You do it. You're in
we
the
resemble,
mixture, aren't
we
you?
Resemble. Yeah, we resemble that remark. And it's okay. Because
I don't want to abort this. So we're going along here. And Swalwell got nailed by the Trump karma. And
No. His own karma. Wasn't Trump karma.
Right.
Be careful. No. Get your words right. Because, see, it's not. Donald J. Trump ain't trying to undo nothing. See, Trump could say, well, I'm going to do away with Carolyn. Well, that doesn't work. If Carolyn gets done away with, it'll be Carolyn that does the doing away with. But she's not going to do that. You see? That's how the karmactic revolts works. It comes inside out. You never heard of George Carlin, Bob? Come on, you can do this.
George Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Well, that's what it is. You know there's a God because of George Carlin. Come on, Bob.
How did he prove there was a God?
Oh, because the ridiculous, nonsensical kind of things that he made obvious that people could look at and go, well, you know, that is pretty obvious. <You know>?
Right, okay, so that brings up, so you mentioned that about the obviousness. You talk about the average Joe in America is looking at the obvious rigged election now. Enough has been said. They see that,
okay.
Right? Is that what's obvious?
Yeah. Bob, yes. No. What's obvious is Dr. Carolyn Dean has a firearm that she can shoot. That's what you need to be cognizantly aware of. Hey, Bob, the woman has never picked up a pistol in her living life. Rarely shows people get murdered on the picture tube, for Pete's sake. And now
right.
She is a pistol-packing granny herself. Well, she will be in about 20 years, but she would be. She's an almost pistol-packing granny. What about that?
Well, so what? I'm talking about
that's
who knows
the
what.
World.
I got.
The, no, that's the world. You're saying, is this the conditional response? No, Bob, this is what's happening. Everybody's looking at this and going, oh, hell no, hell no, hell no. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Now, throw it out. 5 states, throw them out. Have a new election. You're going to have one on the 5th in Georgia anyway. Georgia. You're going to have that in your mind anyway. So just have a new election. Throw it all out. We're not going to have
it.
And if you don't throw it out, we're gonna secede. And Texas already did. That's why they can make this claim. That's why they had to make the claim. But the war is going to be between Houston. Who is in Houston?
Bushes.
No, they're dead. All of them's dead. College Station. They're buried in it. No. Sheila Jackson Lee. Austin. Austin. That's where the Yellow Dog liberals live. And then just outside of the south side of Dallas, Texas. Those three cities are going to try to undo Texas. Because all these damn Californianites, that's where they've moved to. They're changing these dichotomies. Well, they think they are. You see.
So the Paxton represents those that didn't move from California, the state, versus the cities. He's against the cities, the trends coming to the cities.
Maybe.
He may be a double agent.
We're gonna see. We don't want to spoil the plot, Bob. You know, it's like Alex Haley in Roots. You never know how it really is going to come out.
Right. I never watched
You're
it.
Never sure, you're never sure how it's going to end, you know.
Is that what happened on that show? It was hard to know where it was going.
For granted. Okay, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Nevada.
I think you named Pennsylvania twice. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Minnesota. We left out Minnesota, Bob. You're right.
Yeah. What about them? They're going to leave?
Their elections are going to be nullified. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you just say you hope? I didn't hear the words you hope.
They're going to be nullified. No. We didn't say they were going to accept it. You see?
Who's going to accept what?
We didn't say that the country was going to accept the nullification of those state elections.
Right.
But they're still going to be done.
Right. So the Democrats
which is the whole,
head,
wait, no. Wait, don't say that. Don't say that. You're going to confuse your staff. You're going to confuse it. And we don't want it to be confused. We would like it to be have a moment of lucidity. You can ask that in a minute, just a second. So what you're trying to make a point is the 18 states, now it's even more, that have bought into and or signed on to, and they have added its voice to the cacophony of these claims, have now made them claims. You see?
Yeah.
And so now the adult Democrats are like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do now? And the people who have the power to kick up and say, oh, hell no, hell no. Nasty Pelosi's kind of going, God damn you, Swalworth. I told you not to be bidding that China woman. Here I am in Chinatown trying to run something. You got spies in your office. Been fucking them goddamn cheeks. This is terrible. Now you got us all exposed. They can't have no way to respond. They're in their own mosh pit, so they can't argue what's wrong with the states. Remember, House of Representatives doesn't really control the states. So she's all worried about her own house and how much Jennie-O ice cream she's going to be able to keep in them $35,000 freezers in her house, because it's going to get ugly, you see. And now it's become a new conversation. And so she can't argue for the conditioned responses from the states. That's they've been what do you say when you neutralize? Is that the word? Neutralize?
Not the states. The Democrats. Pelosi is neutralized, paralyzed.
Correct. Well, don't say Pelosi. Say the Democrats. They are also in the states, but they're neutralized. Yeah. They're adulterated. They are they're impeached. They are what's that word? You know that word for their
obfuscated.
They're obfuscated. We like that. So you better be careful, Bob. You correct her one more time, she's gonna pull that pistol. She's gonna show you may die. You may ascend from lead poisoning, Bob. 22 millimeters at a time.
Yeah, you can't.
Hey, it's 22. It's 22. It's 22, Bob. It's 22. 11-11. It's 22.
Mm-hmm. What, today is Carol?
No, she can get you. She can get you 22. When it's 22.
Right. But, you know, she doesn't like to lose face. And we can't show her being wrong on vocabulary, like obfuscate.
Oh, wow, of course,
I think she was pronouncing it wrong. Is that true, Carol? Did you pronounce it wrong? Let's see if she lies. Let's see if she lies.
She was just a little left of right, Bob. Come on now.
Okay, so you're talking about the Schadenfreude. I can enjoy the New York Times people
I'm
saying,
Schadenfreude. That means I'm a little better off than you, does it?
Yeah. So what
but I'm a little better off than you. Okay, we like that.
So the New York Times and the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos, the Trump's stronger than we thought. Bezos. But they're going to continue saying, we're going to inaugurate Biden, but more and more of the country is going to side, nope, we're going to keep Trump in, which then lurks toward the civil war. Is secession a result of civil war, or that is the civil war?
No, but it most absolutely will cause a constitutional convention.
Ah, well, there it is. So Rush following his script? He brought that up because he's told we're
he's
moving toward the Constitution.
He said some shit back in the day. He said some shit, him and Neil Bortz. They're on borrowed time, Bob. So they're trying to make up for it so they can live another day. Now, all of a sudden, that whore, big back motherfucker is thankful when he raises his head up off that pillow. He's thankful. He's all of a sudden got an attitude of gratitude now. Mm. So he appreciates life that you provided for him, Bob. Reverend Stang doesn't, but he does.
he's taken the bait. He took the bait.
Oh, nice. So he drowned the worm? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we can talk about it, but I'll just say it.
Why not? Just say it.
cocksucker. You made it go. It's
he,
all right.
He accepted the product. He's trying them out.
Yeah, but you can't say that, Bob. You know you can't
right.
say that. You're going to get
Dr. Kennedy
stirred up. You can't be talking this shit.
No, between
these
you and I.
Are not, yeah, but we want to play this, so let's do it this way. If he was
taking it,
he'd be alive, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and he's
okay,
still alive.
Okay,
but
good.
Is he following a script that he intuits, or he gets together with Jared or somebody, and they say, okay, now we got to move towards the Constitutional Convention. You start talking about
old
secession.
Gray man, she ain't
no,
what
listen.
She used to be. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I asked.
The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Shit on the single tree right there in front of me. Now the marching orders don't march. Marching orders no longer march.
Yes, did Rush know he'd move it to this level to get
well,
it towards
got,
the Constitution?
You had to shake, you had to get his undivided attention. Yeah. You got it now.
He had to get,
now all of a sudden, morbidity has more to do with lucidity.
Wait, okay, back to the dumb Democrats. They thought they could do all this stuff, rig elections, use
do all this stuff. They did it. They didn't try to do it. They did it. They just got
that's what I'm
out.
Saying. They thought they could do it and get away with
they
it.
They did it. They did do
it,
and they did get away with it. They just got caught at it. And now we're going to sort out whether they get away with it or not. That's another conversation.
Is there now some, INOS would say, there's someone behind both the Democrats and the Republicans who want to have a civil war, who want to have chaos, maybe a subculture, and they're manipulating both sides. The tech body's doing that, but is anybody else doing it? Has that motive?
We didn't have this trouble when Ann Richards was in governorship of Texas. Let me tell you that.
Well, she was a stoned alcoholic, but now drugs are grass is legal, so now the manipulators are stoned, not drugs.
Now in Oregon, heroin is legal. Bob, you get heroin there.
Yeah,
what about that?
Did you know that comes?
Yeah, heroin.
Wow. So people are now.
Hey, heroin is legal and 8 balls are free, Bob. You got it going on now.
Yeah, but the conspirators, the string pullers, are now drugged up. They're not alcoholics.
No, Bob, slow down. You're confusing the zeitgeist with the conditioned response. They're trying to numb it up. People are saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. I want to go to church. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to be Episcopalian. And I don't care what you say. I'm going to do that. And then the other people say, oh, hell no. We're not going to have no goddamn Episcopalians in here. Oh, hell no. But you can go to the titty club. You can go to the Costco, but you can't go to church. And they're like, well, no, wait a second. Now, how are you able to say that when...
We've been over that many times. That's boring, that issue.
That is the point. That's what's going to turn out what you're saying is law. It's creating shaky ground.
Okay.
It's creating
the contradictions.
Shaky ground.
The contradictions.
We're not positive that they're contradictions because we've laid them out. You say, well, you've laid them out. Well, they aren't contradictions if they've all been laid out. They're agreed. They're adopted.
No, they're contradictions. I don't know about this
they're
laying
not.
Out. The fact
you're
that they're
right.
not allowed
you're
to
right.
go to
you're
church,
right.
but they're allowed to go to disco. Contradiction.
So there's
that's bothering people.
Well, it's starting to hit people. Normally, people will just lay down. Wear your mask. Okay, I wear a mask. I gotta wear a mask. Karen wears a mask. She's gotta wear a mask. You go to Costco, you gotta wear a mask, or you can't go to Costco. So that's it. Are they gonna give you a hard time or something? You gotta shoot people in the Costco, and that's bothersome because they can't put more than 2 people in one of those big old buggies. So that's kind of inconvenient to get multiple buggies that have been wiped down with the sterile solution. So you wear the mask, okay? Till you get to where you can get to where you don't wear the mask and you book. Well, that's like everything else. The same thing is true with taxes. The same thing is true with
prohibition. The same thing is true with gun laws. The same thing is true with legislation of morality, you see. Next thing you know,
what is
not
the same
fear.
Thing? What's the same thing?
Oh, that you're experiencing right now. The same thing is true with the Peter police. Yeah, the Peter police that says you can't go out and eat, but if you're the head of something, then you can go to the French Laundry and spend $10,000 on dinner, and that's perfectly okay. See, so they're not following it. So now everybody's saying, you hypocrite, you don't run this. You don't. Matter of fact, you fixing to not run nothing. And, oh, we're going to get elected. Well, we got the machine. We got machines that say you push it in. It don't matter how much you vote for it, we're still going to win. So somebody says, fuck this election stuff. We got it. And that's what you're saying. That's what you're prescribing now. That's the reason we went through the other stuff that you said we've done this and done this and done this and done this.
They're not going to have an election?
Too much. You say enough's enough. Nope, we didn't say none of that. We'd say enough's enough, and then Carolyn would say yes, and too much is some more. To the point that after a little while, they're going to go, we're not going to have this.
What are they going to have? They're going to go back to paper ballots?
You're going to have a diplomatic tea party.
Oh, that's the Constitutional Convention.
Well, the original Tea Party wasn't. The original Tea Party wasn't a Constitutional Convention. It was where they took very expensive tax tea and threw it in the Boston goddamn harbor and said, fuck you,
well,
motherfuckers.
What's a diplomatic version of that?
You'll see.
More polite? You'll see. Okay, so I was going to say at that point.
Go back, Bob. You got recordings about this 2 or 3 days ago. It's called The Tale of Tea.
Right. Oh yeah, I remember that phrase.
And then when they get the hot pokers going wrong, guess what? There's another little thing you go back to. Bert can tell you all about it. Guess what it's called? Burning in the belly.
Okay, so listen to this.
Y'all facing the tea. Y'all better get them old shit. You better get them old shit. Go get your mega uploads. Crank them up. Get the mega uploads going, Bob. That's what you need.
Okay, listen to this. So the a learned person says that 70% of Americans don't vote. They don't engage in politics. If that's true, they're 70% don't pay any attention. Are they starting to notice something? Or is it just going to be the 30% they're going to have the Civil War?
No, stop. At every level, the things that matter, that don't matter. You got the athletes that want to play. Well, they can't play. You got the drinkers that want to drink. Well, they can't drink. Well, the eaters that want to eat. Well, they can't eat. Well, the free ballers want to free ball, but they can't free ball. The swingers want to swing, but they can't swing anymore. And each one of these divisive, separatist groups don't give a fuck about politics as long as they can do what the fuck they want to do. As long as you can go to that goddamn beach and swim or whatever you pretend to do for 12 minutes or whatever. As long as you can do that, you don't give a fuck if they blow the United States of America up. You don't care. Is there food on the counter? Yes. Is Carolyn not mad at me? That's kind of becoming a big thing. Is Carolyn not mad at me? Okay, that's a good thing. So that's good. Is there water running down the stairs? Nope. Okay. Hell, it's a beautiful day. I'll talk to who I talk to, I won't. But until something turns off and you can't go to that beach, or something happens and you can't use that internet, or something happens and that counter ain't got no food on it, oh, hell no. We got to see about this. Wait a minute. See, it's bumping into everybody's
slack
problem. Slack and problem. Because some people want to work. They like to work. They like to, well, I don't know what work is, but they like to do things. Okay, if they can't do things, all of a sudden it becomes conditionally repulsive. And the degree of repulsion is the degree that humans are going to respond. Now, check this out. The tech body is chopping this up like biscuits and gravy. Ooh, yes, Lord, because all that inside, outside, do this, don't do that. You a nigger. No, you're not a nigger. No, I'm not a nigger. Yes, you are. You're a nigger lie. It doesn't matter. I'm a nigger lie. It don't matter. I'm not a nigger. I mean, you go through all that bullshit. It makes energy.
And that energy is what you take advantage of. And that energy is what you're going to go, okay, what you want to do? Say something. You say you don't like me, well, then shut up or kill me. Do what you do.
Are you saying the tech body is going to take advantage of the energy?
Yes, they're going to stop it up. They are stopping it up. Whether there's a vote or a no vote or an adjudication or non-adjudication or a constitution or a mosh pit or whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. Plow up the roads. Plow up the goddamn roads. That's what you do. Because we've got to build them back then. Everybody will make a lot of money rebuilding the plowed up roads. That's beautiful. Great. Now what happens is you start to realize that that's silly. And you're right, Bob, because when you look at it from a stage of slack, you're like, these people are crazy. You don't need no roads. Why are you going anywhere? You don't need to go anywhere. Walk to the beach, swim, enjoy yourself, come back, talk on the phone, type, just keep typing, get a good, make sure the money comes into the First Hawaiian account so I can buy my libraries and whatever else fuck I want to blow stupid money on but I don't spend. For somebody don't spend no money, you should go through a lot of it. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Just saying. For somebody who don't spend no money, you go through a right smart one. So the good news now, you've moved this into a new conversation where regular humans are so lambastically bothered by the condition that they're saying, if this is where we're living, we're not alive. If this is where we're living, then, ipso facto, we are indeed not alive. So they give nothing to lose.
They give nothing to lose? They got nothing to lose, you mean?
They have nothing to lose.
Right. So then
freedom's just another word for having nothing left to lose.
All right. The
did you hear that?
Spring. Yeah, I did. Through the spring in the summer, people accepted this lockdown for 3, 4, 5 months. They thought it would be, okay, we put up with it, it'll fade out. Now they see people are dying, or maybe they don't even notice that, but it's gone on too long. Nobody expected
an eruption. Well, they're all dying. Everybody did that, and they're still dying. There's the rub. That's what's wrong with this motherfucker. They've been digging the woodshed, Bob. They still keep dying. We don't understand it. It's pretty crazy.
Well, what is the what is this COVID virus? Nobody understands it, and is it something completely different? Or they never had a way to stop flus and viruses?
No comment. No comment.
Okay, that's another crux of the biscuit there, right?
No, Bob. That's how the cacao got in the milk. That's how the cacao got in the milk.
I was going to say that.
That's how the milk got in the chocolate. That's how the milk got in the chocolate.
Yeah,
the cacao got in the cow. That's how the cacao got in the cow, Bob.
That's how the 22 got into Carol's hands.
Oh, yeah. Made her run. She's a good
shot. What about
that one? She was born a good shot, too. This is good. People in Canada won't believe it. Hey, Karen, post it on Bob's Facebook page. Nobody looks at it, but post that on Bob's Facebook page and have you waving your pistol. That'd be beautiful. That'd be great. That'll turn him up in Halifax. Yeah.
Okay. Ruby and her daughter, one with the braids, I think the braids was the daughter, Wandria. I learned this from the Hodge twins, I think, last night. They're showing them smuggling out a USB. What was on that USB?
Votes.
So they would stick it in another place and go to another building?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so USB was normally part of the technology of registering votes, but that was a cheated.
How you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that was a doctored one, a doctored USB.
Correct. That's correct. And they, normally they could cheat and get away with it. Normally they could lie.
You're blurry. I'm missing the words. You fixed it good.
Fell away. Yeah, it's gone completely. Let's start all over. Let's listen to some words. as far as words go. How about that? Better or worse? Better or
That's
worse?
Better. That's better. So you were saying.
Our words, they're still better? Okay. Okay. So now what's happening is they got themselves in this he said, she said conundrum because they're trying to calculate the right from the wrong and the up from the down. They could always get away with it, Bob. They never got caught. And if they got caught, they could say, oh, well, there was no collusion. Oh, okay. Well, there's a little collusion. Oh, okay. He chucked it, but he didn't swallow. He didn't swallow it, so it's okay. Well, okay. He swallowed a little bit, but he didn't digest it. He threw it up later. He was like, Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there is semen dripping out of his butthole, but we don't know how it got there. We don't know how it got there. So at every level, they've got this now hemmed up into a position where obvious normalcy is saying, Jesus fucking God, do we have to do this shit? This is ridiculous. They caught him with the... With the suitcase full of ballots. They got as Mae Brussels would say, I read in the newspaper that Stacey Abrams had 800,000 votes in her pocketbook. Where do you think that came from? Where do you think that came from? And then you wonder how the election didn't come out right. Well, go get and see. Go see what Jack Ruby thought about Stacey Abrams. They're connected. It was right in the Washington Compost, clear for everybody to see. You just pick up the paper. You can listen to the tape next Wednesday. We have it all laid out. You're exactly a week behind. But we're going to show you, long before this occurs, how you're fucked to the bitter end. So good for you.
Mae knew she was psychic. She knew that, really.
No, she was scared to death, Bob. She was very concerned that they were going to kill her.
Okay, so when Biden said, we've got voter fraud well organized, or whatever that crazy phrase he said.
Yeah, what he said was, he says, we don't need your vote. We have the best voter suppression campaign in the country. We have that completely worked out. We don't need your vote now. We may need your vote later, but we don't need your vote right now. We've got this all taken care of.
I didn't hear suppression. I heard voter fraud, but okay, the same meaning. Why did he say that?
Because he knew it was clear, just like Mae Brussels said, look what the motherfucker said. He said, we got it. He said, I got a machine that's going to make sure I win. I'm never coming out of my goddamn basement. I don't got to go have, I can have, I'm going to have, I'm gonna have once every 2 weeks, I'm going to get 5 cars. In a parking lot, and they're going to blow the horn at me, and I'm going to answer 2 questions from people I call on that I'm going to ask just so they can ask me what's my favorite flavor ice cream and what color am I going to wear, what color underwear do I want to wear next Tuesday. So they set all that up, and so he didn't have to do anything. He doesn't get any hard. They're all cupcake questions, and then he's going to be, I'm going to be the president of the United States. I don't know what y'all are doing. Yeah, corn pone, corn pop, and rub my hair on my legs, and yeah, I like this, and yeah, I'm pretty hot. Yeah, my first wife, I really like her. This one's okay. My sister, I don't know the difference in her.
Yeah, okay.
Wife, but
so
once you get to that, he says, I'm going to win anyway. He said, I've got it all
worked out. Who debriefed Biden that this was going to happen? Anybody we would know, public name, Obama told him? Who debriefed him at the beginning?
It rhymes with Hillary Rotten fucking Clinton. Because she paid for it.
Right. So she told Biden, you know, way back when they had 100,000 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, they told him, don't worry, you're getting it no matter what happens. Right?
Email number 7,244.
That's where it is. Wow. That's an email too.
That's a Silas Duguid letter from the then sitting president of the United States of fucking America to the Chappaqua server of Hillary Rotten Clinton, which was Phyllis. Uh-oh, we're in the tail phone. No, we ain't going to tell that. You'll get killed. They'll kill your damn ass. We can't tell that.
Can we play this, David?
We're not going to say the rest of the name. They'll kill you. They'll kill every one of y'all. They will kill you, motherfuckers, every damn one of them. There'll be nothing left of them. You think Mae Brussels is a tragedy. You've been to see a tragedy. We can't tell that. No, we're not getting that. So, yeah, forget Phyllis. Don't worry about Phyllis. Don't worry about that. That's the email number on Anthony Weenie's laptop. From
what?
Aberdeen on Weenie's laptop. That's the email number in order. You know how you have a trash pile? They have them in order. You got it.
Yeah.
7,000. What was the number, Bob? You don't forget numbers.
7,244. That's all 22s in there.
Okay.
That's 2 into 44.
12.
So that's 22. You know, 244.
12.
So 2 22s. And then the 7 is July 22nd, and that's the date in 2007 that JW told me all hell was going to be congealed. There's your 722 reflecting something I said half an hour ago. There's the math. That's what Scott should be paying attention to, the symmetry of that math, right?
Oh, is he back? I thought he left. No, is he back? No, I thought he left.
He's back.
Okay, it's all good. We adore him in all regards, and we're going to hold him alive until we're not.
Right. And is he missing us already? Is he listening to the archives of last night?
Well, he hasn't been thrown out of any other salons lately, so we'll see.
Oh, that sends him back. Okay. All right, yeah. So we got the USB explained. That's good. But why did they just get too arrogant, the Dems? They rigged everything for the last 20 years or something. And
they stand together, even however morbidly wrong. They stand together, Bob. That's what they do. The Republicans will fight amongst themselves. They'll cut each other to see if they'll bleed. But the Democrats know they'll bleed, and they stay together. And they're just following themselves like the bison over the cliff.
Right, but wait a minute. The wisdom on the street, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, was the Republicans don't divide, and the left was always dividing itself and getting screwed up. You're saying
divisible. No, you're saying divisible by itself. Yeah, good.
Yeah, the Dems they became like the Republicans were supposedly the image of solidarity, regardless.
Everybody that's going to be listening, well, there's, okay, four of you that are going to be listening in the future, what Bob is trying to bring out is the Strom Thurmond candidacy for the Democratic Senator Commission, which included Dewey. It also included Herman Talmadge, Lester Maddox, and the Pickwick restaurants, where they had a oak barrel out front of the Pickwick restaurant. So where in Nickel, you could buy an axe handle in case you had to whoop a nigga in Atlanta. They had them for 5 cents. You could buy an axe handle at the Pickwick restaurant. And so what Bob is trying to bring forth here is the cohesiveness of the Democratic Party under the tutelage and sproutage, that's a fun word, of Strom Thurmond, who favored sleeping with black women. That's what's great fun about that, but that's a sidebar. Never mind about that. That's parlor talk now. We've been quit preaching and going to politicking, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay. So why did Biden say these revealing words? His brain was programmed, and he didn't know what to keep himself and what to admit, or how can he be so silly?
You ridiculous thought. What did Nate Russell say? He said, you don't have to second guess it. Listen to what they say. They'll tell you.
I know, but why
no
did he
secret.
Say it? Why did he make that mistake?
Because of Mabe, it's not a mistake. Nate Russell said they can't help it. He's like the dog returning their vomit. They can't take it. They got to tell you. They're so happy about it. They're going to tell you what they're going to do to you. And you're going to not like it. And they're still going to tell you, this is what's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you.
Right. Now, he made this gaffe, but the media, the Democratic media, Democratic Party media, the DNC media, they just ignored it, right? But everybody must have been probably shocked at what's wrong with this idiot saying stuff like that.
Yeah, they just play it off. They play it off because they can't say it's like Nancy Pelosi says, well, we were holding back the COVID stimulus package, but we have a new president now, so it's okay. We can send you the money now. We have a new president. She gets right on the goddamn TV and says that in front of life and limb and God and everybody. And they're ready to shoot in the fucking face. They're like, you bitch, we're losing every goddamn thing we ever hoped to have, and you're waiting on a new president? We'll kill you, you fucking whore bitch. You're fixing to go down because we lost everything. We got nothing to lose, and you're sitting there with your Genio ice cream telling us today that now a smaller number is okay because we have a new president. It means everything. Exactly what you're saying, Bob.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. I got that. All right, moving along.
It's getting kind of hectic. Mm-hmm.
Yes, as you said last week. Okay. Shifting for a moment. We'll come back to those themes. More themes about us.
You mean mean, don't you?
Mean? Meaning? Being
the Android meme.
Yeah, we're moving away from
meme.
We're talking about the free zone outside of the Android meme and outside of the tech body.
Mm-hmm.
Ian said that whatever the vaccine is that people imbibe, they've got their antigens that's going to interact with the vaccine. Did you say they dropped dead in 3 weeks or 3 months?
We didn't say. They dropped dead.
No. Oh, so it could be any length of time.
Well, because Carolyn didn't mean this to go as far as it went. She just presented it, and it went crazy. It went butt-fucking crazy, Bob. So you can't gauge. You can't now say, okay, we've released the Kraken, but he's only going to eat East 32nd Street and North. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. The Kraken is released, Bob. It may take it all.
Well, the first patient to get injected with the vaccine was a Mr. Shakespeare in England, 90 years old or something.
The lady.
Yeah, I heard people saying it was a she, but it looked like a man to me. But okay.
Oh, my God, Bob. She has a vagina, not a penis. You're going to have to learn to tell it. If you're going to run granny porn, you better start noting the difference, Bob, or you're going to wake up in some very precarious position.
You shut up, Carol.
Yeah. Carolyn, you don't know the difference. No wonder you have all these troubles. God damn. She's going to start monitoring your Facebook page. That's what she's going to do.
Uh-oh.
That would be bad.
That would be
on
bad.
The wall, Bob. Here at the wall, Bob. Here at the wall. It's going to be on the wall.
Yeah, the wall. That's right. But so this woman who got the first injection, will she be dead in a little while from the vaccination?
No, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little bit.
Well,
she's just now going home. She's just now going home.
Okay.
She's leaving the hospital today.
Does she feel better?
Better than what?
Than what she was feeling.
She feels a little worse. She feels a little worse than she did, but that's not what's going to kill her, Bob. It's when the divine swine becomes sublime.
That's when it's the antibodies that get inside people? No, you're talking about the antigens and the antibodies. Is it coming from the swine flu, the divine swine?
Feudal, yes, yes.
Feudal?
Feudal, yes. Feudal, Bob.
That's a social organization. What's that got to do with this? What we're talking about?
You'll see.
You'll see. Okay, so the
it's a maskless rebuke. A maskless rebuke. Rebuke. Rebuke.
What do you think that means, Carol?
Maskless rebuke.
You're not listening?
I'm listening.
What's a maskless rebuke?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, Ian, what that means. It's something to do with people not wearing.
Well, one day when you do, you will, and then you did.
Yeah, but you mean they're rebuking people who don't wear masks, or
yeah, and then that's going to turn into a SARS reference condition. The SARS reference condition has nothing to do with antibodies. It has to do with a new bacterial swine flu outbreak. Those with antigens in their meat-sack body will more aberrantly be assuaged to engage death and necrosis.
So who's rebuked? Those that wore masks? Or those
yeah.
that didn't wear masks?
Those
that wore masks.
The maskless rebuke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
so
see a lot of people wearing masks today.
Yeah.
Is that the peak point, McLuhan's law, that when something's a peak, it's actually not involved, it's not constitutive, it's obsolesce, it's fading out. Is the mask thing fading out?
No, Bob, it's not quite to the pinnacle yet. It's coming.
Mm. Okay, so
when,
we did.
No, hold on. When they have the wake of Jimmy Carter, that's when you need to start paying attention.
Mm. And in Watch Canada,
that.
The pension funds die on Boxing Day.
Still, yeah. Now they'll probably do two checks after that, but then they start bouncing. So they're going to let the first rounds go through. Then after the second check, then they're like, Then they're going to say, the machines are messed up. We got to check the machines. If the machines are, we're going to push this through. Well, we're not going to worry about your house payment today. We're going to worry this out. It'll become a slide. It's kind of like the same thing that happened with Sweet Sue Bone. We adore Sue Bone. She's got the evidence in her basement, in her garage to nail you. You know that. You better be sweet to Sweet Sue. You better tell her because she knows.
She ain't got no evidence. Okay, let's get to the issue here. Now, in Canada, the clone Trudeau is rumored, according to Sue Bone and information she sent me, to be organizing the Chinese soldiers on both coasts or wherever. Is that a Chinese controlled clone of Justin Trudeau, right? And they're getting ready.
Correct.
Yes, and they're getting ready for the Trump invasion.
Yes. Good.
Okay. They know it's coming. Okay. Hunter Biden, is he hiding somewhere?
Oh no, he's scared shitless. He's fixing to come. Do you know Anthony? Who starred in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. I know who you mean, that actor.
You know him? He's fixing to become a victim of the Silence of the Lambs with a bit of Chianti.
Uh-oh. He's going to be removed.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be buried next to another Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's Mr. President-elect Biden. He ain't going to be around long. Now, does President-elect Biden understand what's going on when he got the email and he was told he'd win? Is he lost in dementia or he gets lucidity every now and then?
That's ridiculous. We don't even know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Look,
no,
is Biden aware?
Over,
of
under. He doesn't know. He doesn't even know what he's so stupid. He says, I don't need your vote. I got a machine that's going to take care of all the voting. You got somebody who's saying words like that, you need to call and ask goddamn Mae Brussels, baby. She'll give you a moment of lucidity, Bob, because they're laying it out clearly in front of themselves.
If you look at them, they're showing pictures of now Biden talking to Biden. Biden's talking to himself. He's like having an argument. Biden is arguing with a Biden. One's got a mask and one don't. They're trying to figure it all out. And they don't even know what to do. All we know to tell you for sure is that Goya has named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as their new employee of the month because the don't buy adobo. Adobo, don't mess that up. It's not adobe. It's adobo sauce. And beans, they sell beans, cans of beans. Spaniards, they're Spaniards.
Okay, I know. I got that.
She said, don't buy them. People went crazy. It was like instead of a boycott, it was a boycott.
Yeah.
And they've been buying it. Now their sales have gone up 1,000%. It's like New Capstone. The sales have gone up 1,000%. It's amazing. And they don't know what happened because they said, don't buy it, don't buy it, don't buy it. So they saw buy. They didn't see the don't. They saw the buy, and they're like buying it. And then they got to double the realign, double. Four to BID. Four a day.
Okay.
Two
yeah. Thank
two
you,
in the morning,
move
two
on.
At night. Yeah.
Nothing to see there. Nothing to see there.
Well,
let's
it doesn't hurt
on.
To ask, Bob. Ashtray gas.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. New questions. Nobody on the planet at this point is as effective as our products, correct?
Well, any James is fixing to find out how it applies.
James of Perth?
No, James Biden. He's fixing to feel how it's going. He's going. He's
James?
In the soup.
Who counts?
The brother. He's the brother.
He's going to find out something about our products?
No, he's going to find out how austere this terrible democracy may be come.
Is he the real Biden? Is he the conscious one the president?
He's going to be another sacrifice to the land. Yeah. They're going to start killing Biden. They're going to start killing Biden.
But not Jill.
She's not a Biden. She got the money.
Okay. All right. So nobody is as good, as effective as our products on the planet today. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. That's a given, and it's becoming. Karen's working hard. She's working hard trying to figure it out. There's a few little problems that we're working on.
Check your blur.
No,
blur
stop
me.
All that screaming. Don't start all that damn screaming. Go ahead.
The
blur
meter. We need
the damn screaming, all that damn screaming. We got it. We're going to get the new headphone T-Pod 27s. They're going to be great. They're not out yet. They're not for sale. They have 99 microphones, Bob. 99. And it cancels some of it and takes some of it and runs some of it. And you're never going to be able to go against the tech body anymore. Because they're going to be superseding of every other indictment that you've laid into us so far. So it's going to last 20 hours. So you got 20 hours, and everything after that, you're screwed. This thing.
What's he talking about, Cal?
The new Apple.
What's all the
new Apple? The new Apple iPhone.
Is it going to help? This new
11 microphones.
Is it going to help?
11 microphones. So it's going to be perfect.
You mean that's what it's worth? That's what it's equal to?
No, it's what it has. 11 different microphones to
pick up
the wordy, wordish words.
Okay, Ian, next question. You say we're moving into an age of the Illuminati. Is that us becoming Illuminati or some other Illuminati is going to show up?
We don't even know. We don't even know what it means, Bob. We don't know. We just said
come on. You made big significance out of it.
Bob,
we're
not getting at you. We'll run that in the ground. We're not going to give you any more fodder. You're already too deep in the whale sack right now. Don't do it.
No, no. You said we get a lot of new information today.
Not that information.
What, Carol?
Not that information. She did. She got new information.
Well, you implied to JW that it talks about earthquakes. Are we talking about big explosions, earthquakes coming up next week?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. You can talk about that. We thought you were talking about the important shit. Oh, okay. That's the antiphonal stuff. Yeah. The earth and the firmament thereof will be checked and questioned, Bob. It starts in Chile. You know Chile?
Yeah. And when does it start? You have a date? No.
40, let's see, wait. Let's see, 710, 745, 803 today.
All right, that's the start of it.
Eastern Standard Time.
And
Greenwich
we can
Mean Time. Greenwich Mean Time.
And we can release that information.
Well, that's okay. Opie, you don't have to. Opie gonna be on your shit. Opie will tell you what's up. She tells you what's going on.
Oh, yeah,
you don't need to know. She knows way before you know.
Okay, so the age of Illuminati is about us, isn't it? We become the Illuminati. It's obvious.
God damn, you just now coming to that moment of lucidity, Bob? Come on now, you can beat that shit. You've been saying that since 1937.
That's right. You got anything? It's okay. What was damn? What was that?
You gotta do better than that. Come on, yeah. That's TK on in shit. You can get Otto. You're gonna convince Otto Van Habsburg of your crap. Better hurry.
I think you do mean that. Yes,
we do.
That crap
that.
Is.
We mean that exactly.
Yeah.
That.
No, not that. You mean we are the Illuminati? That's what you mean?
The other that? Yes, Bob. Which that? No, this, that, or that, no, the last that, no, the most that. Come on, Bob, which that do you refer?
Right. Do we have to be above 30,063 permanently, or we just had
no.
to go above it?
Oh, no, you just hit it one time and you were way above it, then you bounced it to 68. Now you're a little below it. Don't matter. You released the Kraken now, Bob. It's all done. It's all worked out. You have caused the reckoning. Is begun. It's all good. Because now you hit a threshold that they can't ignore. Because that can't be. That number is impossible. There's no way the Dow Jones Industrial Average of a handful of little stocks could go to 30,063. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, everybody's dying, starving. They got masks on. They can't afford a mask. They can't go to work. They can't get the hair done. They can't get loved up. They can't go to the whorehouse. They can't go to the liquor store. Oh, they can go to the liquor store, but they can't go to church. They can't get saved. They can't get in. They can't ride on the road. They can't go nowhere. It's death, destruction. Everything is gone. It's over. Nothing works out. They don't even have toilet paper at the Costco. What are you going to do?
Okay, I am. Next topic.
That's the case. No, we're not finished with that topic. For this number to be achieved with the pandemic that is crushing GDP to make a minus 37%, which is unheard of, is an anomaly.
Right.
You can see. Yeah. That's the point.
People are not going to take that one either.
I don't have to. Now, in a minute, we're going to tell everybody, not today, but in a minute, we're going to tell everybody, you better sell your 401k in a minute.
Okay. Well, that's that happened to subprime. The public got mad at this flipping of houses, and they crashed the market with the subprime mortgage excuse. Now you're saying that people aren't going to have this virtual economy, the Baudrillard economy floating and orbiting over the planet, and they're going to crash something.
It'll be puce, Bob. Puce.
Well, that's a piece of stone.
Color.
Oh, it's a color. It'll be puce. Okay. We'll let Carolyn figure out what that color means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Unlike you, she cares.
There's more and more UFO photographs being released. Is there some proof?
No, that's not true. They've been released all along. Nobody can see them. Kodachrome dead, Bob. There is no more Kodachrome. Now you're in our world. You're going to step in our house. You're going to run. You're going to take them shoes off. You come to our house. You're going to take them shoes off. That's what you're going to do. We're not going to have you tramping around your shoes on in our house. Now, no more Kodachrome, Bob. Now it's digitized visions of virility. Visualized visions of virility. So you're fixing to see a gamut so much so that it becomes boring. Oh, God damn, another alien invasion. We had 97 of them 2 days ago. Oh, my God, they're worse than cockroaches. They're like lights on the Christmas tree. Aliens are like lights on the Christmas tree. I am so sick of this bullshit holiday season. Tonight is the Hunt Chinooka. And that's Chinooka, Bob, the Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. There's more aliens than there are Chinooka candles being lit tonight. It's ridiculous. It's like Tisha B'Av. We keep going this over and over and over around all day.
But that's
it's
not
ridiculous.
My question. Here's my question.
We were bantering. We're trying to give you something to play because they're getting tired of you, Bob.
I can play that. Who's getting tired?
Those people who don't listen to you anymore.
Okay,
not going to have a show that people are not going to listen to. You might as well not make it a good one, right?
So are others competing? Now they know that Bob is the chosen one to talk and interface with the aliens, the liaison, the mediator. Our other group saying, no way, our gang is going to be the liaison with some aliens. As somebody, other groups.
You mean Stymie? You mean Stymie and Alfalfa? The Our Gang group? Is that what you mean?
What group? Our Gang? Oh, Our Gang.
Our Gang.
Yes, them. Yeah. Are they lining
Petey.
Up to...
We like Petey. Petey was our favorite of Our Gang.
Yeah, I don't want to go into it. Come on.
And Donna was hot.
Are they
Donna
competing?
Was hot.
Yeah,
Donna
fine,
was hot.
Fine. Are there other groups competing to be the liaison with me, competing with me?
Always.
So that's part of why they're releasing information to point
to
their gang.
We were trying to turn it into our gang so it would be a conversation that would be separate than what the actual mercurial position that you're trying to embrace, which we're not going to talk about. So it was much easier to blame it on Petey and Stymie and the rest
no,
of the
No, that doesn't tell us anything. You said enough.
You
said, yes,
there
are other groups competing.
Yeah,
there are other groups competing, right, with me.
Uh-huh.
All right. And they listen to our show, and they see Ian's up in the ante saying Bob's going to meet them pretty any day now, so they had to catch up.
Yeah, Bob's going to become the inaugural member of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yeah, women are overrated. I have been saying that lately. Okay, so here's my next
one. Two things, but we're not saying. One of them you've already done. You already set the reset for Deutsche Bank. That can assume the standard charter, billable hours of pegging the yuan to other currencies. And you've also devalued the rupee. That's the Russian ruble. You devalued the rupee so that the Angela Merkel chain of pain can't be worked out from the IMF.
That's where you see that Lagarde. You don't like Lagarde. You don't like this.
We'd fuck her, but she most certainly would be in the granny quadrant. She'd be in the granny quadrant, that's for sure. And we'd fuck her, it'd be all right, but she'd have to take it like a man now. We can't go all this bullshit.
Yeah.
So the point, what's happening is these pegged currencies are going to be challenged against what they're pegged against. And that's the fall. That's why the drops become the currency, and this becomes the sneaky, subversive. Well, you need to watch Mark Levin on Hannity, and he'll explain it tonight.
Okay. All right. Will Trump be blamed for the farmer vaccine fiasco?
No.
Why wouldn't he? He's bragging that he brought it in. He beat all records, and I just watched all 28 doctors saying this.
Hell no. No, that's the Biden regime. This is Obama. Obama was working on that. He was working on it. He was working on it. He was working. The niggas in the field, niggas in the field working hard, working work this out. Oh, hell no, hell no. You're not going to get away. That's our vaccine. NASA, that's our vaccine. We did this. We set this all up. That last one, they did H1N1,
N1B1,
B1, we don't know the name.
I got that.
It didn't go so good, but this next one's going to go real good. Yeah.
Hey, Ian, does Trump know, listening to us, that it's going to go bad?
Yes, because he was listening to the country song, This Good Girl is Going to Go Bad.
All right. Okay, so he knows.
He can look that up.
He's going to back up and let Obama take credit. But, you know, not.
Good thing that's ever happened in his world was from because of the Obama nation. Yeah,
right.
Lord, yes, we're going to go with that.
Next point.
Hey, Bob, we're going to ride that until it bleeds. It's going to bleed, just so you know.
To bleed?
Bleed, yeah. You know when you say fuck it till it bleeds?
Yeah. Could you fix your mic?
We're going to God damn it, three times already said it. Is that better?
Not yet. Try it again. It does improve when you make an effort, but not this time.
Toasty. Is that better or worse? Well, soon.
Yeah, right there, right there. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Israel's former space security chief claims aliens exist. It was in the news the last couple of days. And he said Trump knows. And they're here. And they've been here for a while. Is that a guy speaking to clear the way for me, or that's a competing team saying these things?
They're on your team, Bob. They're on your team.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Atlanta. Right. That's Atlanta. They're with you.
How is Israel connected to Atlanta?
God damn, Fairburn, Georgia.
No, is Israel on the 33rd degree parallel?
Come on, Bob, stop. Now, don't do all this. Never mind. Queen to queen, level three, Bob. Come on now.
Yeah, check it out, Carol. Check out.
Shit.
Is the 33rd parallel the reason you talked about Fairburn or something, Georgia, a minute ago?
No, it's not. That's the connection, Bob. We're trying to keep BB together. He just fucks up all the time. They don't know what's going on. They don't have enough votes. They don't have enough votes to pay their fucking light bill, so they're not going to say nothing.
Okay, listen to this.
I'm going to pick it up a little bit. Because these motherfuckers are fixing to die, Bob. Fixing to die. A horrible goddamn
thing. Who are the motherfuckers? The listeners to my show? The INRs?
A lot of them are going to die. A horrible, terrible death.
How come? Why won't they be protected by our products? They're on our products.
Half of them ain't on your products. And the other half can't take them regularly. And they're trying to save 9 cents by taking a half a drop every next Tuesday, for God's sake. Don't start that bullshit with us, Bob. Yeah, no, we're good. It's okay.
I got that.
Whatever that means, it is.
Come on. No, I got that. Yeah, I know what you're
saying. It's the outcome, laudable outcomes, Bob. You have to save the lamb. If you can't save Israel, you got to save spiritual Israel. If you can't save spiritual Israel, you got to save the remnant. If you can't save the remnant, you got to save God's peculiar people who are not. So at some level, he wants to make sure that he and his crew make the cut. That's the rub.
They know that we're involved in making the cut. I mean, creating the cut.
Yeah. God's All peculiar right. people who are not. The seed of Abraham.
Yeah, that was a good sequence you laid out there. I'll go back and review that. Okay, we
Sons
did.
Of God. Spiritual Israel.
They got it. 3 weeks. So the vaccine downer, 3 weeks or 3 months, you won't say. We don't know when the three.
The three doesn't matter. It's when it kicks off. You got to get, you're not even close to enough of herd immunity to kill. And now everybody's saying, I ain't taking that in my body. I can't get no vaccine. I can't do that. Well, now, see, that, if that's true, that changes everything, because you will never get a herd immunity that the world can die by. So,
all right, so that's going to screw up our plans.
Well, but don't worry, then they'll be forced to, and then they'll be saying, you can't work at your working job, and you're going to be lined up. And they're like, well, goddamn, I can't buy corn whiskey now, so I guess I do whatever. I can't go to the titty club, so I guess I won't get a vaccination either, so it's all good.
This really is the tribulations, and that is the mark of the beast. No job if you don't vaccination.
No phone, no lights, no motor cars, not a single luxury, Bob. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be.
Yeah, living like me, living like Bob.
Living like dogs, yeah.
Dobbs, living like Dobbs.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Alan Dershowitz just threw down the gauntlet on the YouTube
issue
cancellations. So he's going to sue them or challenge them. I challenge YouTube to censor the Dersh show. Apparently 8,000 channels. You have to learn to mute, Bob, when I'm talking. YouTube took down 8,000 channels for discussing the possibility of voter fraud. And Dershowitz and Joel Pollack discussed this topic. So it just happened. So is that going to go anywhere, helpfully?
It makes no difference. See, for you to have that conversation means it has. See, now you have to be careful, Carolyn, because, see, for you, the tech body, according to Jenny all fucking mighty, according to Jenny Almighty, tech body's working for her. So therefore, everything the tech body does is under her perusal. And we say, oh, okay, that's good. Be sure, though, honey. Be sure. Be careful. Be sure. And so the rub becomes, does this applicable trebler apply to the conditional response? The conditional response doesn't matter from what Bob is talking about, but it does have everything to do with what you're talking about, which means how the system is going to embrace the feels condition in YouTube of, you're not going to see this, you're not going to look at this, you're not going to do this, you're not going to be a part of this. And the subversion that comes from that place is the part that we're arguing to or arguing for. We're going to see how that goes.
So,
listen to this. It comes down to what I said. It's a civil, global, solar, universal, mythic, homeopathic, hexatic war. And this is the civil
war. Don't say war.
Don't
say war. Say battle.
Say battle. You see, Kellen, there's battles in all bodies.
Yes,
right,
battles in all bodies, yes. But that's always been, but now they matter. The battle matters. Before it was antimatter. Now, do you remember in Angels and Demons, they were trying to catch the God particle and having an antimatter? You think you can see what antimatter looks like.
Google rule, the 230 rule be canceled?
Move on. Next.
No, means if it's not canceled.
Let's go.
Relax. I'm in charge here.
Hold. Well, then you need to get in charge of what you're in charge of, because
you relax.
230 is not going anywhere. 230 says we can say and do whatever we goddamn want to, and that's what we're going to do. So there will be no problem with 230. Keep on.
Well, I thought that somebody wanted to get rid of them, and that stops the interference by Google.
Nope. You're going to have interference with Google. Tech body rules.
Oh, there's going to be continuous canceling of YouTube channels? No. It's going to be canceling of YouTube channels?
Yep. Say something. We'll shut your ass off. We'll turn your bitch ass off in a second. Next. Come on. Time for the ass.
Relax. No, I run this thing.
Then you better start running it.
then you better start
writing it. I asked you for some advice. You wouldn't give me any. It's up to me. Now, the 230 Google rule. So we're going to see Dershowitz. Nobody's going to be able to beat the censorship. Trump won't even be able to beat the censorship that's coming in from the tech
censorship body. Censorship has nothing to do with it. What it has to do with it is the ability to sue over it, Bob. And they're going to say they didn't do it. They're going to say the algorithms did it. We didn't do it. So it becomes an indefensible condition. There's nothing you can file in limine that it has an abstract that the machine itself called the condition. The machine, tech body, is going to call the condition. So you can't sue over that. You can fuss about it.
So they're going to. So we're going to be more and more.
That $8 will get you a double mocha latte at Starbucks.
Yeah. The consumers of the social media will be more and more pissed off and frustrated.
Oh, yeah. Because
the tech body is not going to be toppled, correct?
Yeah, you ain't seen that yet. You've been to.
All right, okay. More so
really.
Worse.
No, really, yeah. It's going to be a living hell, Bob.
Okay. The metal structure that's there to help me broadcast.
Monolith.
The monolith, you like to call it. Yeah.
There's eight of them, yes. What about them?
They show up in different places. Did they just get revealed there?
They tried to make an algorithm that allowed the F-sharp to be breached or broached. And we made the mistake of telling the F-sharp vibration, it's where it could be seen. And so they applied it, and then in those fields, it could be seen, and then it couldn't be seen. But don't worry, we got it into a C minor now. It's okay, Bob.
Okay, but somebody said yesterday it was seen in Arizona or someplace. Is it being moved?
Not moved, it's seen.
In other words, the other day you said there were three, but there are actually eight. So eight, there'll be eight visualizations, and then they disappear.
Well, they won't be able to. There'll be eight visualizations, but they won't last.
All right, and they will not be moved. They're just made invisible again.
I shall not be moved. Like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
All right, so the setup, the triangulation of these eight monoliths help Bob.
30-30 parallel.
That's what they're going to revolve around?
They are parallel. Now. The goddamn
okay. Now. And that's lined up for Bob's communications. As humans communicate. The next point, in the angel diagram, the probabilities up to the sixth ring, or activities, Ion says supernal and sublime. The first six are supernal, and the last seven are sublime?
Well, six and seven is 13, so no.
I know. It's sort of got a seven in there in the interval. But the point is, we call the first six or so.
He said no. You're discounting the valence over. You listen. You're discounting the valence and the valence.
You don't tell me to listen.
Okay. Don't listen, Bob. Whatever you do, don't listen.
Okay, now listen. You listen. That's my turn. My turn is arm wrestling. The arm wrestling game.
Okay.
Always
so be real still while we don't listen. So while you don't listen, we'll not listen. This will be beautiful. This will be beautiful. We love it. Carolyn, you did so good, honey. We miss you so much. Bob is 3 hours and 42 minutes and 3 seconds, and he didn't know what to do. It's so much fun. But he's running out of time. You know why? He's got to listen to this shit. That's what's got him stirred up. He knows he's going to have to listen to it. He's out of town.
Crap.
It's all this crap.
So what were you saying? Okay. So we used to say the first six rings were chemical, and the last six or seven rings were frequency. Can we say sublime applies to frequency or chemical?
Sure you can, Bob, but you got the wrong rings. They're 14 rings, Bob.
I know. Yeah, we know.
You're imperfect.
Rings.
You can't be imperfect and then argue the point.
No, well, from the seventh ring. from the seventh ring and emanates down to the first ring, that is chemical. The from the seventh ring emanating up to the fourth
this
ring,
is the very
is
logic,
14th ring.
This is the very logic that will never open the lotus flower. That's the very logic that you're laying out right now that will never open the lotus flower.
Okay, good. So then the second emanating from seventh ring up to the 14th is the frequency. I want to know
okay.
which word,
like
supernal
that.
Goes
like
frequency,
that.
Yeah, and sublime goes chemical, which these two terms are dialectic.
Yes,
you,
just like that, just like that, just like that. Okay, and that's those words are juxtaposable against your individual condition. See, I'm in bliss, which is sublime, okay? Or I'm indifferent, which is subjective.
What's supernal?
Otherworldly. Otherworldly.
Right. So those three factors are in the angel diagram?
Yeah, yeah. What is that song that you also don't like, knocking on heaven's door? That
yeah, Dylan's song.
Sublime. That would be sublime.
Right. But which one is frequency? Which one is supernal? Is that frequency or chemical?
Yes. Frequency is
supernal.
Supernal.
Sublime. And you can portal through the cells.
It's conditioned.
Right, it's conditioned. That's the environmental conditioning. That's social order.
No, wait. It may be, it could be the android meme.
That's what I mean.
Careful.
That's social conditioning.
Well,
yeah, that's social conditioning.
That's not what you're saying, because that could be other things, too. The android meme includes both. Because the meme doesn't have to be reality, but you can be judged by it. Me Too movement
right.
can say you're an asshole, but that doesn't mean you're an asshole.
Yeah,
right.
The angel diagram can be simulated by the android meme. Okay, the angel diagram.
Okay, that's
so,
maybe a breakthrough. That may be a breakthrough. Don't fuck that off.
Right.
No. I'm just saying you need to develop that.
I know. I will.
Oh,
I will.
Fuck you. You don't know shit.
So anyway, the first seven notes, the chemical ones, they're cellular, and you could portal through our cells. So that's going to other worlds, which is sublime. So that's why the first
okay.
six are
fine.
Yeah.
Now you've quit preaching. You're going to politicking now, Bob. Good luck for you.
Yeah, I'm waking up my chart.
Yeah, but 106 House Republicans are back in the Texas election appeal. That's what you need to know. Now the House is getting involved. Ooh, it's getting kind of hectic. Yes, it's getting hectic.
And I like to hear the description of the hectic in the New York Times office and the Washington Post. What are they saying right now? We're fucked. We're all going to jail.
They're saying,
what are they saying?
This can't be true. This can't be true. Don't believe it. It's not so. I don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're talking about. They filed the lawsuit, but they don't know. They joined the lawsuit, but they're not qualified. They don't know. It's only a little bit. It's only a little bit of trouble. There wasn't much trouble. There wasn't that much trouble. There was some fraud, but not much fraud. There was just a tiny little bit of fraud. And they're blowing this out of proportion. I don't know why they're carrying on about it. They're firing all these things. This is going to go bad. I don't know who the fuck you people think you are. You don't run nothing. We tell you how this goes. I don't know how you get this embrace. What we know to be best for you. All right, that's what
awesome.
I said there, Buck.
That was very good. That's a good
nice.
Summary.
Nice.
All right. Nice. Very good work there. Will this new vaccine, whichever one's coming to people in the next few weeks,
no,
will people
Grace
be...
will.
What?
Grace will,
Grace.
Not will. Grace will, not will.
Yeah, Grace will, yeah. Will people be sterilized by this vaccine?
They're already sterilized now, Bob. The womb's closing, honey, baby.
All right. So that's if they do think that they're not.
It won't sterilize them. They're already been, the bitch has been spayed, Bob. Ain't too much, yeah.
Am I sterile?
No, you're not shooting blank. No, you're not.
I could have a baby?
You are a baby. You are a baby, Bob. Of course you can have a baby. You are a baby.
All right. So people, they might blame the vaccination, but they're already sterile for other reasons.
Yeah. They can blame it on the rain. It's all good.
Okay. What are babies today? And I have in brackets, they say to suck it. Someone added that. Or maybe Ion said that. They say to suck it. Maybe some. I think Nick or somebody asked about babies. What are they? Are they possible? Are they, can they still come out of the non-guff?
They're unrelaxed creation from the heat-oppressive brain.
In other words, they're old babies. They're babies created before.
Yeah, because there ain't none now. It's all... See, you have the oligarchs running the algorithm now, so there are no babies.
Right, and
folks, stop. OBGYN, and then the doctors that bring forth babies, that's like the last doctor you want to be. You don't want to be that doctor.
Right.
They're like the worst. And now they don't even talk about, they don't even talk about birthing centers, they don't even talk about obstetrics. They don't even talk about the stuff that has when the babies are being born and that kind of those. They don't even talk about that anymore. If you notice.
Yeah, can you?
They act like it doesn't occur.
Okay, so who are these babies that I see a mother's pushing around in their carts on the beach walk? What are
those? Most of them are just dolls. They're not babies. They're just dolls.
No, they look like babies. They act like babies. They got limbs. They move.
You've never seen a baby in your life. You don't know. How do you know?
That's right. Okay, next point. How much is Trump prepared for all kinds of different scenarios due to the opening up of probabilities?
11.
He said he's prepared for 11 of them. Okay. We'll detail
anything
those.
Anything over than that, you have to check the red box, and the red box won't be settled until Saturday night, and then the balance is on Tuesday night, because now you've started the culmination of the vile judgment. So you're fixing this. You're fixing to see what it feels like.
Right. Here's a question. Someone's wondering.
Who's someone? You don't want to deal with a someone. What is someone shit?
Roxy presents this question. The Egyptian blue lotus. The Egyptian blue lotus, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Is that, did that become the fleur-de-lis of the French monarchy?
Hell no, it most certainly did not. That came from the empirical sphere that was left over from the antiphonal Versailles. It was what's left over from Versailles.
Well, what was in the Versailles that got left over? The Egyptian blue lotus?
No. That shape, the fleur-de-lis.
That refers to something that used to be in the Vatican and in the Versailles.
Versailles, that's right. That's where Charles II. There go that damn Domenici money. That was their marker. That it was their world. The fleur-de-lis meant that it was the Domenici world, not from Florence. Not that. That's a different conversation. This was about the Florence that paid for Versailles. But you know that already. That goes all the way back to Leopold I, not the second. But you did it already.
The fleur-de-lis was a stamp that the Medici's put on things saying, you owe us, is what the fleur-de-lis meant.
Well, basically, not you owe us. It's not. No. It's not that you owe us. It's that this is made possible by us. It's that Peggy Nellon syndrome, you know.
I get that. That's right.
You sure
she made a lot possible. She made a lot possible.
Claimed every goddamn wing of it to say every goddamn bit of it was my goddamn bit. And the air you breathe, you owe to me, motherfucker. I don't know who you are or how you got here from here, but it's mine. It's all mine. I told you that. Don't make me tell you again. I will come to Maui and I will show you how big my penis is, and it'll be to the rue of me.
Okay, can you make fix your blur mechanism again? A little blurry.
Oh God!
For our final bit here.
Maybe out of pitch and yaw, Bob. Let's see how we.
Yeah.
How about that? We're trying to do things because you want things done, and you want things. You want progress and solutions simultaneously. That's pretty rich.
Okay, final point.
How about that? Is that better or
that's
worse?
Good.
It's kind of like aged brie. It's real good until it goes sour, Bob.
That's right. Final point. Somebody has accused the Rothschilds of patenting the COVID-19 biometric test back in 2015 and 2017.
The Rothschilds can't even make goddamn wine. They can't even make Opus 1. How the fuck are they going to make? They're going to patent the goddamn COVID virus, for God's sake. They don't even have a genome to keep their own ass out of the goddamn insane asylum. They're card-carrying crazy, Bob, and they're poor as a church mouse. They can't afford a patent lawyer to get them out of goddamn jail. So, yeah.
Okay.
Chateau Lafitte is toast, Bob.
I got that. Okay. You were talking about where James Martinez. Hear that, people?
God,
no more Rothschilds. You cannot.
They hadn't been since. Well, never mind. We're going
to
be nice.
Listen to this. Yeah, Ian. Calvinism. What has that got to do with reincarnation? You made that
connection. It's how reincarnation would have been validated if it were true.
Yeah, it's a fatalist doctrine like Calvinism.
All right. It is. Well, you say fatalism, you say it clearly. What is to be will be, which prescribes if you fucked up this life, you're bound to doomed to repair or retain or repine another life. That's what they're trying to subjugate. That's the right way to use it, to subjugate.
Yeah, so LaRouche would say the eternal Aristotelian Gnostics throughout culture always embedding the same doctrine of futile, fatalism. This would reincarnation was snuck into Calvinism under guise of another theology or something.
See, right? Herbert W. Armstrong would say, get right with God, turn or burn, or you're fucked. Well, sort of. Right after the fuck part. He was with us right after the fuck part, Bob.
I get you. All right.
Happy days.